Chapter 3. Bob's Business Deal. Bob had grown up in a very poor part of London, known as the East End. He had lived in a small house with his mother and four brothers, one of whom, Tommy, was Bob's twin. Bob and Tommy were not identical twins. Bob was tall and blonde, like his father. Tommy, like his mother, was short and had dark hair. He had been born lame and had difficulty walking. The boy's father had died when Bob and Tommy were 14 and a half and had left the family with no money. Because of Tommy's disability, Bob had decided that it was his responsibility to take care of his younger brothers and help his mother financially. Although he was tall for his age, Bob was still too young to go to work, but he had to find a way to earn some money. One day, during his lunch break at school, Bob's best friend, Harry, confided in him.
"Do you want to know how to make some easy money?" Harry had asked Bob.
"Of course I do,"
Bob was quick to reply. Harry put an arm around Bob's shoulder and pulled him closer.
"My brother's friend sells drugs," he whispered in Bob's ear. "He needs kids like us to deliver the drugs to his clients."
Bob pushed Harry away.
"I don't want to get involved with drugs," he said. "You'd better tell your friend to find another kid to deliver his drugs."
"Huh, I thought you wanted some money to help your family," said Harry.
"Don't worry, there are plenty of other kids who would be more than happy to earn big money."
He turned his back on Bob and started to walk away, but Bob followed him.
"Isn't it dangerous, Harry?"
he asked.
"What if the police catch you?"
Harry smiled.
"You just have to be one step ahead of them," he said. "Listen, if you want to make money, then you have to take risks."
Harry looked Bob straight in the eyes.
"So, do you want to earn some money or not?"
Bob pushed his blonde hair away from his face.
"Okay,"
he said, shaking Harry's hand to close the deal.
"Tell your friend I'll do it."
Bob decided it would be best if nobody in his family knew about his business deal with Harry. His mother definitely wouldn't allow it, and his brothers might think it was a great idea and want to join him.
"One criminal in the family is enough," he thought. "If anyone wants to know how I earn the money, I'll tell them I'm doing extra jobs after school. Everyone will believe that."
18 months later, Bob had a reputation as a dependable delivery boy, and he was earning quite a lot of money. He became popular with the local drug dealers, especially a man named Frankie Lewis.
"Have you tried using any of these drugs?"
Frankie asked Bob one day, when Bob was making his usual delivery of drugs.
"No way," said Bob. "I'm not a drug addict, and I don't want to become one either."
Frankie laughed.
"You don't have to be an addict to enjoy drugs," he said.
Bob turned to leave, but Frankie grabbed him by the arm.
"What about your brother Tommy?" said Frankie. "Maybe you can get him to start using drugs."
Bob freed his arm.
"My brother Tommy's a good kid," he said angrily. "He's doing well at his job, so leave him alone. I don't want him to get involved in drugs too."
While Bob was delivering drugs, Tommy was learning how to be a motorcycle mechanic. Tommy was only receiving an apprentice's salary, so Bob had to make more money. Frankie knew that Bob needed money to help his family, and sometimes he purposely wouldn't give him any drugs to deliver until Bob agreed to take drugs himself.
"You'll enjoy it, I promise,"
Frankie would say and laugh. Bob was reluctant at first, but then he agreed. One evening, Tommy was on his way home from a friend's house when he saw Bob talking to a man. As Tommy got closer, he saw the man give something to Bob, and Bob quickly put it in his pocket.
"What did that man give you?"
Tommy asked Bob later that evening, when the two brothers were alone in the bedroom they shared.
"And don't tell me that he didn't give you anything, Bob, because I saw you put it in your pocket."
Bob knew he had no choice but to confide in Tommy how he earned his money. From then on, Tommy constantly told him to stop what he was doing and get a proper job.
"You should do what I'm doing," Tommy would tell Bob.
"I'm doing all right," was Bob's usual reply.
"Delivering drugs? Do you call that doing all right?"
Tommy used to say, shaking his head. He was upset because he had always admired his brother. He told Bob continually that if he didn't quit the drug business, it would eventually kill him.
"Without my delivery job, we'd be in trouble," said Bob. "Where do you think the money comes from to buy us food?"
"I'm working now, so you don't have to deliver drugs any more," said Tommy.
"Please stop, Bob, before you become a drug addict."
Bob smiled sadly.
"It's too late, Tommy,"
he said, pulling his sleeves up to show Tommy the marks on his arms, the result of injecting heroin.
"Thanks to Frankie Lewis, I'm addicted to heroin now, and I can't stop. I've even been in trouble with the police for selling drugs."
"I didn't know that," said Tommy, surprised.
"No, only Mum knows. She found out one day by accident," explained Bob. "She asked me not to tell you. She was worried that you might copy me, as twins often do."
"How did Mum find out?" asked Tommy.
"A policeman came to the house to arrest me," answered Bob. "I was upstairs, so Mum opened the door and spoke to the policeman. She made me promise to give up drugs, but she didn't understand that it was too hard for me. I couldn't keep my promise. So you see, Tommy, I could never have a proper job like you," Bob continued. "Who would want to employ me? I'm sorry, but it's too late."
One day, Tommy spoke to his boss about employing Bob. Bob laughed when Tommy told him what he had done.
"He would be crazy to give someone like me a job," said Bob. "I'm a drug addict and a drug dealer. I don't know how to do anything else. Now go away, Tommy, and leave me in peace. Let me live my life and you live yours."
But in spite of his words, Bob knew that everything Tommy had said was right. He knew that the drug business was killing him and that he had to quit. The next day, Bob told Frankie Lewis that he wanted to quit, that he was finished with heroin forever.
"Nobody quits working for Frankie Lewis," said Frankie. "You'll be back. You wait and see. Once a drug addict, always a drug addict."